Okay, so do we have any apologies this evening?
You would.
Right. Councillor Hyle and Councillor O'Hara are also apologies. Anybody else?
Sinead Murphy.
Sinead. Okay, any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay, so we'll move on to item. Yeah, who's up?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Pete. Declaration of interest in the SRAs.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that actually would apply to, so if anybody else wants to declare an interest for that item, they can. Okay, so we'll move on then. Okay, so we'll move to item three, action sheet arising from SPNR. So page one then. Could I have a proposer and seconder, please?
Proposed.
Sorry, there is two pages. Proposed by Councillor Riley. And seconder, please.
Negative, Chair.
Councillor Mellish. Okay. Okay, so we'll move on to item four. So Carol's going to take this item, Annual Complaint Handling Report 2024.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everyone. So the purpose of this paper is to set out the first annual report produced by Council in accordance with the new complaints handling procedure. In line with NIPSO requirements, which will be published once approved by members. Councils now have a statutory duty to process complaints, report on and publish their findings, and promote learning. The recommendation is to consider and approve the annual report for public. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Councillor Riley, for questions.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out, I know staff are doing a great job and not there, and the number of complaints coming through are very small. And I think that's because councillors take the abuse whenever things go wrong on the ground for bin collections and that type of stuff. But just to point that out, that, you know, we do. I don't encourage people to complain. I would rather just pass it on myself to management. But I'm a bit surprised that the numbers were so low of complaints coming in over the last year. But I'll propose a report.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and can I have a seconder for any other comments? Councillor Lewis. So proposed by Councillor Riley and seconded by Councillor Lewis, and I don't see any other members looking to come in. Okay, so we'll move on to item five. I'm Michelle McCarroll for the Council's approach to development of Ulster Scots.
Is to give consideration to the next steps in relation to Council's approach to developing Ulster Scots. So I don't propose to go through the paper in detail. I take it as read. And just simply to say that following consideration and discussion at the Councillors Equality and Good Relations Reference Group meeting on the 8th of October, it was the consensus of members present to recommend Council should proceed to establish an Ulster Scots working group. And the recommendation is to note the Councillors Equality and Good Relations Reference Group recommendation and consider establishing the Ulster Scots Working Group.
Okay, Councillor Bowser, you're not a member of this committee, so if any other members want to come in ahead of you, we can do that and then I'll let you in if you're happy enough.
Yep.
If anybody else wants to come in? Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, listen, I welcome the paper. Obviously, it's a work in progress on this. I know that there is, further. It's probably been an issue we have been raising, certainly as unionist representatives, over a number of years now, that we certainly wanted to see more recognition and support given to the Ulster Scots tradition in our council area. And whilst the proposal of the working group is certainly a welcome progress, and I certainly would propose that we move forward with that, it's not the end of that journey, in my opinion. We obviously need a focus with the establishment of a working group to look to see how we can actually offer, increased and support to promote that culture, which obviously held in great affection by many across the district. So I'm more than happy to propose that we establish a working group going forward.
Councillor McAteer, are you looking to...
Yeah, I was looking to propose that we accept the recommendations and move forward with the proposal as we discussed.
No problem.
Looking forward to full attendance.
Yeah, just to add into the comments, I think it's only the start of the journey as well. I think it's really important that we have this working group set up and to start then to move towards, really promoting Ulster Scots through the council. Councillor Riley and then Councillor Bowsey.
Yes, I'm glad to see.
What is it? Right, okay. So, right.
Hold on here. Have you got that written down?
Yeah, but okay. In case you think I'm losing the plot, I can't see any lights from here for some reason. So, yeah, dead on. That's okay. So, we're going to Councillor Riley.
Yeah, thanks very much, Madam Chair. I'm delighted to see this report coming forward. Very impressive, 444 people responded to the consultation, which is pretty high compared to many of the consultations I've seen in the past. I think it's very the aspect of Ulster British culture. I'm sure you're aware that the new Commissioner for Ulster Scots, his full title is Ulster Scots and British Ulster culture and traditions, and I'm glad that the report has actually incorporated that, and I think it's very important that we go forward and hopefully have some sort of financial backup with it. In the Urie and Mourne Council, Declan did a very, very active Ulster Scots committee, and the number of projects that they pumped around in Urie and Mourne was just incredible, and the number of events, whatever, we were able to help with. So I'm glad to see this coming forward, but I think the financial aspect going into the new financial year, Madam Chair, is very important.
Maybe that's something we can bring forward in the Strategic Finance Working Group, Henry, and discuss it there. Okay, so it's Councillor Howe.
Yes, thank you, Chair. No, just to echo a lot of the comments around the Chamber, I think it's really, really great that we're moving forward with the Ulster Scots Working Group, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of that to celebrate Ulster Scots culture in our council. So, yes, thank you. Happy to, well, I think everything's been proposed and seconded, but happy to support it.
Councillor Byrne online.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. No, Councillor McAteer got in there. I was going to second it, but just to welcome the work done by the Equality and Good Relations Working Group. And obviously, as we stated the other day at the last meeting, that recommendations coming out of that working group have to be unanimous. So it's good to see that everybody is on board with setting up the Ulster Scots group. So, not that sad.
Councillor Bowsey, thanks for your patience.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to see the long awaited Ulster Scots promotion of Ulster Scots in the council this evening. As I said recently, this district's Ulster Scots pedigree is something to be proud of. Having been instigated here in East Down, the council's primary settlement, Neary, is a product of Ulster Scots settlers. Just as I am shaped by Irish heritage, we are all here shaped by the Ulster Scots and how we speak, where we live, in the markets we use, and the institutions we use. In terms of the wider identity, many people in our district identify with Ulster British as well, or instead of, and that's reflected in the consultation responses. That needs to be respected because that's the purpose of consultation. And for the desire of the Ulster British dimension to come through so strongly without it actually being elicited in the questionnaire. That's significant and should be reflected in the working group title and scope. In terms of what we want out of this report, a working group is a good start and almost goes without saying, given it existed in the old Nearly Mourne Council. We do, first and foremost, want to see an Ulster Scots strategy and policy, and I think it is fair to say that was the expectation of the Ulster Scots review when you look at the model of the consultation process. If we look at section 1.3 in the report, at what some of the demands are from the Ulster Scots community, I think that would be a fairly good starting point as to what we would like to see a dedicated Ulster Scots officer in the council work on. So it lists development of an Ulster Scots strategy policy, of an Ulster Scots forum or committee, and greater visibility of Ulster Scots languages across the district, financial assistance funding for Ulster Scots, greater collaboration and promotion of Ulster Scots events, education programmes for schools, and signposting for Ulster Scots groups. These are all the things that we would like to see this very long-awaited and extended review come up with. Our worry would be a working group would kick the can down the road on many of these things that we would have expected a review to have come out with a strategy at the centre.
Okay, thank you. So that was proposed by Councillor Taylor and seconded by Councillor McAteer. Okay, I don't see any other members looking to come in. What was that? I was a bit confusing because Councillor Taylor came in over the top of you online. So is anybody?
Sorry, Chair, I did propose it. I don't think there should be any doubt about that. I was the first one to speak and I proposed it. So.
Taylor, you spoke over the top of the chamber, though, so I just let you continue on. But Councillor McAteer did actually.
No, sorry, Chair. No, listen, you let me in to speak first. Nobody had put up their hand or expressed.
Councillor McAteer was speaking in the chamber, and then you come in online on top of him. You can agree between yourselves who wants to propose in second. I'm not precious about it, as whoever wants to. But you were talking on top of each other at the time, so I'm not 100% sure.
Right. Okay.
I'm a member of the Irish Language Committee as well. And David attends that, so I'm quite happy as his day on this subject and gets proposing this. I'm very happy for him to propose it.
Okay. So proposed by Councillor Taylor and seconded by Councillor McAteer, and we'll move on to item six, which is SRA allowances.
Well, it's just given what Councillor Bowsey said there. Would it be possible maybe to defer it for a month, the decision on it? I know you'll say we wanted it very much, and now we're just regarding the some of the aspects of it that we could further discuss with.
Why did you defer it, though? Because surely then that's going to kick it down the road another month when we could have the working group actually set up. Yeah. It's entirely up to yourselves if there's agreement.
What's the actual title of the working group at the minute, Colonel?
Just to say, councillors, the proposal was coming from the Good Relations Reference Group about establishing the Ulster Scots Working Group. That was the title, and that's what's in the recommendation here tonight.
Is it possible to amend that to include the Ulster British, given that the new commissioner and the Irish Language Commissioner will be working together under those titles?
I would suggest that we'll decide on the name at the working group, and then we'll take it forward from there. Is that signed or?
Yeah.
Just wait. We're getting into a lot of the minutia of the stuff that would actually be discussed in the working group.
Yeah, just to say, councillors, my expectation would be that the working group, when it's set up, will still have to agree a terms of reference. And at that stage, it may be the working group may wish to look at the title itself and also extend as to what its scope and purpose may be. But again, that'll be developed through council setup along the usual manner in which working groups are set up with council.
Okay, I accept that then. When will this group start then, Colin? Will it be as soon as it's gone through full council? Okay, thank you.
Councillor Byrne?
No, retract, Chair, was the point you made, and it was around the terms of reference. There'll be, so I've not informed that.
Councillor Jackson. I think you're first, Callum, and then Councillor Jackson's online. Go ahead.
I'm more than happy to discuss things in terms of reference at a later point, but what we're agreeing tonight is 3.1, which states to note the councillor's recommendation and consider establishing an Ulster Scots working group. So that's going to be on record going forward that that's what was agreed tonight. So Councillor Henry has asked if that can be amended to Ulster Scots and Ulster British working group, and maybe that's something to position on here rather than a future date when it's going to be used against us, that we agreed to 3.1.
We're actually taking the work away from the working group. No, we shouldn't be deciding this here tonight. There should be no problem with it, and there'll probably be support for it, but this is not the forum for that. It needs to go back to the working group, in my opinion.
Councillor Jackson.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, look, I just want to add to that, just on the back of what Councillor Riley and Councillor Bowsey has said, you know, look, in historic equality group meetings, I did make the point clear to Colin within that group, and he knows this, you know, that about the Ulster British dimension to the culture that a lot of people held to as well, you know. So it's not something new. It was in there. I know it has been recognised in the paper, which is good to see. It was also well recognised in the consultation and the public as well. And I think just correlating with the new commissioners that are going to be in place as well, and government, you know, really at the end of the day, it's really only aligning to that, which all parties have obviously agreed to there, you know. So, look, I would just encourage if we could make it that, you know, reference to that name at this stage. But, yeah, look, that's all I want to add. Thank you.
Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, there is obviously some disagreement or the discussion around what the name of the working group should be, and I would propose that we take a vote on that.
What is your proposal?
Now, the proposal would be that the working group, in line with the Ulster Scots, Ulster British commissioner that's been established, that our group is called the same name as that.
But what is the proposal for the name of the working group?
Ulster Scots, Ulster British working group. And we would feel that would be more the scope of what the group should be.
And is that reflective of the Assembly working groups?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Well, is everybody in agreement with amending it? Or we could put a line onto the, just to consider the name of the group on the recommendation of 3.1?
Well, Chair, this has a proposal, if the Councillor McAteer is agreeable, I'm happy to amend that proposal. If, you know, because I know from the discussions that have been had at Equality and Good Relations, that it was, and certainly myself, I would be very supportive of that as well. It's something that we had discussed at length about promoting Ulster Scots, Ulster British identity. So if it requires an amendment to the initial proposal, I'm happy to do that, subject to it being accepted.
Okay, Councillor Bowsey?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
I'll second it.
Okay. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, listen, I have no issue with the change of name tonight, but as the point was already made, the first meeting of any working group is the terms of reference. The terms of reference of how the working group will operate, what it's called. And I think it's unfair that members of the working group who don't sit on the SPNO, who will be future members of that working group, don't have a say in that. So the terms of reference should be discussed as the first item of that working group and what you want to call it. There are members sitting here tonight that are on SPNO and will be on the working group, but there's others that will be on that working group that don't have an input, so we can't force a name on them either. So if you want to put a recommendation forward, I have no problem supporting it, but people want to call it. But it's the first item in the terms of reference of the working group, and it should be with all members in that working group to decide. Otherwise, you're having this argument again.
Yeah, I suppose it should be. That is a very valid point. It could change again when you get into the first meeting of the working group and you're deciding the terms of reference. So if you have a proposer and seconder for that. So,
Chair, look, I had to go forward with a vote on that. We've already set out what we believe.
We only need a vote if there's consent in the chamber.
Yeah, no, 100%, but we've already outlined what we feel the group should be called in line with what it's already called at Stormont, and it would reflect the wider scope.
Okay, is there any disagreement with the name of the group? No, so we don't need to go for the vote then?
I have no disagreement with the name. As I say, it needs to go to the back of the working group, in my opinion, for them to decide. You know, if it needs to come back here to be ratified, that's okay. There'd be no issue. But do things the way we normally do them.
But, so that's not an agreement then, Councillor Mallers? Could we put in a 3.1 that there's a proposal to change the name of or to for the name as per Councillor Lewis's proposal, but it needs to be ratified at the working group at the first meeting when the terms of references are agreed? I'd be content with that.
Yes. Yep.
Councillor Taylor and then Councillor Boisey.
Chair, no, listen, it was just to say I really don't want to see any dissent in this because we can, you know, it should be a positive thing that we're moving forward in this regard. So I'm assuming just everybody's happy enough with the proposal that's in place at this stage. Now, I didn't hear any dissent there. I know it was fairly quiet there, so I maybe missed something. But I think certainly the desire of everybody that's seeking to promote the cultural expression of Ulster Scots, Ulster British, expression of they would be looking at to be called that, and certainly. Whilst you can have a discussion out of the working group, I think generally whenever we agree the proposals to move forward with working groups on this council, I don't ever really see much discussion about the name of it in the first meeting thereafter. We've made plenty of proposals over the years about the establishment of working groups, and principally the name that has been included within the recommendation has, I think on all occasions, it's actually stayed that name. So I would hope that would be the case in this regard moving forward as well, but it's just that was just an opinion on that, Chair, and I hope to say the proposal still stands.
Okay, so we're in agreement that we're going to amend the name and then it'll be discussed at the first working group. And I do agree with you, Councillor Taylor. I really wouldn't want to take away from the positivity of this evening. And I suppose, you know, the name is very, very important, but also it's important to have the buy-in from the people or from the councillors who are actually going to sit on the working group. And Councillor Byrne's quite right. Maybe some of them are not even in this chamber this evening. So I think we're in agreement. We're moving on with Councillor Lewis's proposal, but it will be discussed in the terms of reference of the working group, which is the normal procedure for council. Councillor Byrne, are you looking in again?
Just to say that we're happy with that, and we agree that this should be seen as a positive. We're just reflecting the fact that the report does mention quite heavily the Ulster British. This isn't a DUP demand. This is something that our constituents have given direction to this council, so it's only fair that when we do meet in the reference group that it's reflective of what the consultation says, not what the DUP says.
Okay, that's great. We'll move on then. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so it's item 6, SRA Alliances, and it's Sarah.
So just take the paper as read. there is an outstanding SRA at the minute. The DUP Party Representative Alliance has to be reallocated from the 5th of October. And as set out in the paper in 2019, it was agreed that any outstanding SRAs be allocated among those other positions which receive SRA payments. And again, in 2022, it was agreed to retain that position. So it's just as to the recommendation is to retain the current position of allocating any the outstanding SRA across all of those positions that receive those payments.
Okay. Any questions on a proposer and seconder for the paper, please? Have a proposer, a seconder, or any comments from the members?
Proposed, Chair.
Councillor Rice proposing. Have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Don't see anybody looking to come in, so we'll move on then, okay? So items 7 to 19 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please?
Proposed, Chair.
Councillor Rice? Seconded by Councillor Mallers. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, the reserves policy, on the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Howe, it was agreed to approve the reserves policy. Item 8, proposed upgrades of e-charge points at council car parks, on the proposal of Councillor Hardy and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to approve the leasing of the areas outlined in red on the maps contained within appendices 1, 2 and 3 of the officer's report, for the purposes of upgrading the EV charge points for the term outlined and the proposed rent as detailed within the report. Item 9, higher level apprenticeship planning. On the proposal of Councillor Rice and seconded by Councillor Howe, it was agreed that the council participate in the planning apprenticeship programme and seek to recruit an apprentice as per the timeline outlined within the officer's report. Item 10, Newcastle Leisure Centre integrated consultancy team appointment. On the proposal of Councillor Mallers and seconded by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to approve the appointment of the integrated consultancy team to progress the delivery of a new leisure centre on the Newcastle Centre site following the recent procurement exercise. Item 11, Down Leisure Centre Capital Works, on the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to procure and appoint a suitable supplier for delivery of the works at the Down Leisure Centre as detailed within the officer's report, with the budget requirement added to the Council's capital programme. Item 12, My Community Centre Capital Works, on the proposal of Councillor Cathal King, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to procure and appoint a suitable supplier for delivery of the works at My Community Centre as detailed within the officer's report, with the budget requirement added to the Council's capital programme. Item 13, Lease of Ropewalk Pitch Wells Lane Newry, on the proposal of Councillor Mathers and seconded by Councillor Orla King, it was agreed to enter into a lease with the group noted within the officer's report in respect of the lands for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent, subject to departmental and housing executive consent. Item 14, proposed lease at Lough Park Ballinahinch for NIE substation. On the proposal of Councillor Howe, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to enter into a lease with NIE Electricity Networks in respect of the portion of lands outlined in red on the map attached to the officer's report for a term of 99 years, subject to the market value premium. It was also agreed to enter into the associated way lease required in respect of the substation, subject to NI Electricity Networks reimbursing council for valuation costs. Item 15, proposed lease of playing fields at Dundalk Road, Newton Hamilton, on the proposal of Councillor Cathal King and seconded by Councillor Byrne. The following was agreed: to enter into a lease with the club noted in the officer's report for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent, subject to departmental consent, to enter into such deeds as are required to rectify the title to the lands. Item 16, request to purchase land adjacent to the canal. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to sell the lands to the party identified within the officer's report for the market value. And for noting, item 17, Nilgus subscriptions 25-26, on the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Cathal King, it was agreed to note the annual Nilgus subscription fee for 2025-26. Item 18, specific delegated function, on the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Cathal King, it was agreed to note that delegation has been exercised by the Chief Executive regarding HR matter in the best interest of the Council and is being reported in accordance with 3.1.11 of the Council Scheme of Delegation for Officers. Item 19, SFWG Action Sheet of meeting held on the 7th of October 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Cathal King, it was agreed to note the action sheet. Okay, so items 20, 21 and 22 are for noting. So if we could have a proposer and seconder, please.
I propose, Chairman.
Okay.
Chairman, can I just comment on 20?
Yes, go ahead.
It was just, our group, the DUP, was anticipating a more rigorous investigation into the City of Sanctuary. It's basically just a few lines. We think that it should have been subject to a fully quality impact assessment, given how controversial it is. Even the people who run the City of Sanctuary don't seem to know what it will mean for Newry Morningdown. And, Chairman, we were also very upset to hear a member of the SDLP going on public radio and accuse unionists of inciting violence in Newry, inciting hatred. It was just incredibly nauseating to hear an elected member and colleague say that about another councillor, Chairman.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Do you have a seconder for those items, Councillor Rice? There's no other matters arising, so that will close the meeting for this evening. Thanks, everybody, for your participation.